This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a man, and his name is Mr. Forever. And I love him, and he loves me. And in 3 years, well, 2.5, when my son graduates, we're going to be together forever.
Yes. So nobody tell him, because it'll scare the hell out of him, okay?
Jamie.
He knows!
No, he doesn't.
Forever.
No, he doesn't.
2 years is a long time from now.
Oh, my God.
BJ.
Forever Fred's going to turn in not a chot in hell Harry.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, man. It's a Friday. Not just any Friday, though. It's going to be a big day today. This is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 Radio, also heard on the Odyssey app. It's currently 34 degrees. We'll get to the weather. There's snow in the forecast, maybe some light rain. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Carson, good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I love a Friday, don't you?
Oh, three-day weekend? Come on.
Yeah, and this is even bigger. Because of Spadil. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, I've been thinking about you for the past 24 hours.
You have?
Yeah, it's been on my mind. Because today's such a big day. I think you're going to break the internet today.
I think so, too, man. I bet you we'll get the most views we've ever gotten on any video.
It's D-Day.
Yeah.
Today is the day that Spadil will shave his head. Now, I don't have time right now to go into all the details of why this is happening, just in case you've been on some foreign planet and you have not listened to the show in a while and you have no idea what we're talking about, but stand by, because we will be talking about it most of the morning today. As 12 noon today, Spadil will take to Facebook Live to shave the old noggin. Gonna take her down to nothing.
Yep.
You gotta be, you know, I would think at this point you've thought about it, it's had time to sink in. I would think now you're kind of eager, ready to get going with this.
No, I'm still real nervous. I'm sweating right now just thinking about it, man. My palms are sweaty.
He's savoring that hair right now.
Look. For the sake of radio.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Are you going to be sitting in the chair crying?
No. I'm not going to do that. I might freak out a little bit.
Are they going to take and put every lock of your hair in a plastic bag, much like a tooth when you're a 3-year-old?
No, they're just going to sweep it up and throw it in the trash.
No, man. You got to take it home with you.
Yeah, it's a keepsake. Okay.
Yeah, because at some point when you grow back the hair with the plugs, you can look at that bag of hair and say, that's the old me. That's the old me. Look at me now in a mirror.
Yeah.
This is the new me.
Okay.
So you've got a way to flash back. You.
Yeah.
All right. Even though most of the hair in that bag is not going to be your hair. It's going to be some horse hair.
Yeah.
It's real hair. It's not horse hair, but it's not mine.
But
you're right.
You can hang up your extensions on your wall. Think about that, though.
That sounds really weird.
It'll be like a trophy.
No. Hanging them up on the wall.
Yeah.
Right next to my paintball trophies. There's my hair extensions.
There you go.
Love it.
All right. We'll be talking about this all morning and give you more details on exactly what's going on here. Just in case you don't know what we're talking about, we'll fill you in on it. So stand by for that. In the forecast today, according to the reports I'm seeing, it's going to be a wet one today. You're going to get light rain starting around 9 o'clock this morning for most of the area, turning over to snow by midday today for the west side and the south side of town. It's going to be a wet day. Maybe an inch to 2 inches of snow. Not that much, really. But the weekend weekend looks pretty good. 50 and mostly sunny skies, so not bad at all. But you are going to get a little bit, a little moisture today. Good morning, Jamie.
Also some wind.
And some wind. Oh.
Some wind. That's what I'm worried about. Wind starts at like 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, there goes the rest of my fans.
It's sorry.
Barely hanging by a thread as it is.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go out there and fix it short up.
Well, I just haven't gotten around to it. I've been really busy
Shocker.
Lately.
I think we even went over. I said you're never gonna do. Wait, I recall this conversation.
We're out of time. We need to move on. If you don't mind, you know there are bigger things on the show today than me and my damn fans.
Okay.
All right. Back after this. Hang on. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Phyllis 105.9. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
What the hell?
It is a Friday. I was just telling Jamie off air that I slid through a King Supers yesterday and then made my way on over to a Safeway store because I wanted to see if there was an impact with the strike. And why I'm so curious about this, I'm a grocery store dude. You know, I love grocery stores.
You might be the only person on the planet that feels
Listen,
that way.
We all appreciate a nice grocery store, but we're not going to, like, creep up on them. I mean, every day you've gone creeping on King Supers and Safeways.
Well, yeah, for the past couple of days, but I might back off some today. But then again, maybe not. But I did go by both stores. I just wanted to see the impact, and I got to tell you, I think the
Why? Why?
Because I feel like a grocery store is a part of the neighborhood, and I care about my neighborhood.
Oh, you care about your community.
I do care about my community, and what bigger part of the community is there than a grocery store? We all go there to get the grub.
Yeah. The church.
But the church isn't on strike right now.
I know.
You don't strike God. No. I've never heard of a church being on strike.
Okay? Anyway, yeah, all right.
This has impact in the community, and I'm a community dude.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see if the workers are making an impact with the King Supers, and I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the parking lot at King Supers, which normally is double what it is at Safeway, it's the opposite now. The double of the traffic is over at Safeway.
Wow, that is good to know.
Yeah. And I'm going to
thanks for driving over there and telling us that.
And folks, I'll be documenting this in a podcast later today that you can subscribe to.
Well, you know what
it seems like everybody's doing that.
You
know what I'm saying? A podcast that you can subscribe to.
You know what I did find out though? They're going back to the table today, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they're going back to the table to negotiate. It might be over soon.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
If you're going back to the table, if you're one of the employees, the union, whatever, hold your guns. Stick to what you're doing right now.
Oh, they are.
Because it's working.
No, I think it's the other side. I think corporate's asking them to come back.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is it?
Well, the union said that they were willing to hear them out.
Right, but they're the one that's saying, like, we want to talk,
right? I would imagine because they're feeling the impact.
Yeah, so.
So the Kroger Corporation is the one that wants to talk about this, right?
I think that was what I heard. But now you didn't cross the picket line, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there was a day a couple of days ago, not that long, 48 hours, but there was a day when I would have crossed. I even said that the first day here, like, look, if I got to have groceries, I'm going into the store.
Right.
I'm sorry that you're having a strike. But now that I've been there firsthand, and I've been a part of this.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. That's me, Jamie White. Boots on the ground. Now that I've been part of the strike, I feel like I'm a part of the strike itself.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't dare to cross the line now.
Okay, good.
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
No. Okay. I can hold out with the union.
Okay. All right. And by the way, we're getting a lot of texts. A lot of people really appreciate you getting all this data for everyone.
Do you really?
Yeah. They really like that you're going to King Super, Safeway. You're really just gathering information for the people.
Well, subscribe to the podcast. $1.99.
Right.
And I'll give you all the deets.
Yeah, BJ's Deets.
BJ's Deets
is the name of the podcast. Yeah.
So glad you have a lot of time on your hands.
I would totally subscribe to BJ's Deets.
BJ's Deets.
Right after I go and watch Dylan get his head shaved off.
Well, that's going to be big today.
Yeah, that's going to be
We should have sold subscriptions to that.
Should have. I would have paid.
Yeah.
And I'm paying for it.
You paid up front.
I did pay up front, but I'd still pay to watch that.
I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be watching you today. Yeah. I can't miss this.
I'm so excited. And if you didn't see it on Facebook, I got him a couple of wigs in case he hates his shaving, in case he hates it. And you just pull them on and, you know, you wear them like, I don't know, like a stocking cap. You
yeah,
know?
There's one okay. that's got an epic side part.
Oh, my God. Oh, so good.
So good.
Well, yeah. When is the arrival for those?
Today.
Yes. Today? Are yeah, they coming today. Here or to
no,
your house?
No, they're coming to my house, but I think that I can, if they come in before, I can drop them off on the way to the airport.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
well, don't forget, because I know you. You often, I mean, there's stuff that you were supposed to bring in at Christmas that you've still not brought it in, okay?
I have a lot of mayonnaise at my house.
Here's a guy that's going to have to weather the cold weather out there with a bald head. And if you keep forgetting, I mean, his noggin's going to freeze.
No, you're right. This is important.
This is really
I mean,
important.
Your mayonnaise sitting at my house is
no
not that, yeah.
No big yeah, deal. I can survive.
But his bye-bye-bye hair.
Yeah.
It does look like right. boy band hair. Yeah.
Yeah. In sync boy band.
Yeah.
This is as important as yeah. getting your kid to school. I You're mean, right. it's that important.
You're right. Okay, I will really be on it.
All right, Shmadil is preparing for new hair, by the way, if you don't know. He's getting plugs in February from the medical man cave, is it?
It yep. is called that.
Mm-hmm. And so to prepare for that, you got to shave your head. So we've talked him into shaving his head early so that he gets used to it. So there's no trauma on just one day.
Yeah, because I totally agree with BJ. At first, I thought it was just we were doing some shtick or something. Mm-hmm. But now I get what he's saying. It's like, let's just get used to it. Right? Because otherwise you shave it and then they do the plugs and you might freak out a little bit. But now you have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I totally agree with him. Like, I've been nervous about it. So, like, let's just get through the nervousness. And then that way it won't be bad when I get the procedure.
And by the way, you look very handsome today.
Thank you.
Are those new jeans?
No.
No?
No.
What'd you do?
I washed them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is that the only button-up shirt you own?
I have a couple. I wore this one today because it's Alice colors.
Oh, I felt like that
one. It's red.
I felt like that was the one you
You're
wore to the meeting.
You're representing, baby.
Yeah. Oh, Isn't wow. that the one you wore to the meeting just a week ago?
No, I wore a blue one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's my other.
Sorry
if I offended
you.
I got two.
Wow.
I didn't mean to offend you.
No, but I mean, he washed his jeans.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is great.
That doesn't happen for years.
At all.
If we can just get around to your underwear and socks.
Well, I'm going to Cherry Creek, so, you know. Thought it'd be polite.
Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, it is definitely a look in Cherry Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good job.
Oh, it's going to be big today at 12 noon. High noon. High noon. The hair comes off.
Oh, my God. And he's going to come out and it's going to be snowing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Talk about
timing.
Harsh reality.
Horrible. Yeah.
I told him a few minutes ago, Jamie, as you were walking in, that he should take the hair that he has right now as it comes off and put it in a plastic bag like you'd do with a tooth and take it home with him, you know, just to have as a reminder of what it was before the big transplant.
Uh-huh.
Not.
I mean, they think I should put it on my trophy mantle.
I think you should hang them on your wall.
Right. Right.
What we should do though is give a big shout out to the guy that did those extensions.
Yeah, Ergun Terjan. He's super awesome. Hit up etdenver.com if you want extensions, haircuts. He does it all. Women, men, and everything.
I mean, because I will tell you, he did make your head look amazing.
Yeah.
With those extensions.
He crushed it.
So we really
appreciate
it.
And I really appreciate everything he did for me.
Yeah, he's probably glad you're not going to be a customer anymore though.
You know, I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
Because
I really
he's
think that.
Been a customer for a long time.
Yeah.
It was like a year and a half.
We've gotten a lot out of him.
Yeah.
We really have.
And
so he's done an amazing job.
But
I'm sure he's ready to cut
ties
too.
Well, what happened is it started to become impossible because he started, you know, Shmadil was losing his hair so quickly that there was no hair to tie the extensions to. And it was becoming a real art to find like little weird pieces to do the bonding to.
And he's amazing for even being able to do that. Like,
yeah,
it's,
right?
It's next level talent.
Yeah, so All right. we appreciate him.
It's going to be a big day today. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. Again, the weather is a big part of the story this morning, simply because it's going to be wet today. It's going to start out as rain, they say, but some places maybe even snow. 1 to 4 inches now, they're saying.
Yeah, they changed that. Can I tell you why? Because I watched Dave Frazier last night at 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock weather, and he was like, hey, Jamie. I mean, he didn't say it, but it feels like he talks to me when he does the weather.
I know.
And he's like, 1 inch, just 1 inch all around town, 1 inch of snow. He's like, and wind's picking up around 2 o'clock today to 1 to 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to have some wind gusts. And then, now it says 4 inches possibly. In some places.
Yeah, and then the weekends could be around 50 degrees, both Saturday and Sunday, and sunny into Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day. And so the weekend looks pretty good. So just a quick little cold front that comes through here this morning, I guess.
Right. So no
and later on today.
I know, but they did add some inches.
By the way, can I do a big shout out to somebody?
Oh, yes, oh, you
or
can.
To a group?
Yes.
Thunder Ridge High School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are the national cornhole champions.
No way!
They won it.
Which,
in my estimation and my opinion, is that that's a bigger title than saying winning football or winning in hockey or anything else. You are the cornhole champions of America.
Wow. Is,
did you know that?
Are they Highlands Ranch or are they Parker?
They're Highlands Ranch.
Highlands Ranch. Grizzlies,
didn't you go to school there?
Yeah, I graduated.
You're a Thunder Ridge graduate. Congratulations. That's your peeps, Carson.
The Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies.
The cornhole Grizzlies.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't
super
even know.
Proud.
I didn't even know they had a cornhole team.
I had no idea.
We don't have a cornhole team.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we have weird, like, I mean, if you just talk about, like, offshoots, we have, like, a mountain biking team and stuff like that, but we don't have cornhole.
Well, cornhole is a major sport.
Wow.
We had football, basketball, baseball. That was it. Now they have everything.
Yeah, oh, they do.
Yeah, they have cornhole.
Yeah,
if you've got cornhole,
team.
You've got everything.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
Good for them.
That's amazing.
Now, I don't know. Where did they win this at, Spadil? Did you look it up?
I just see their names is Jason, Gavin, Jake, and Cooper. And they won. It doesn't say
they
where.
They won $8,200 for their school.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Oh, for the school? They don't get to keep that?
No.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah,
they should get to keep that.
Yeah, then they would be pros.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Oh,
but
so what's he going to do? Knock him out of a scholarship for a cornhole?
Maybe. You don't know. There's bowling scholarships.
I took bowling in college.
Well, our intern, his son got a full ride on bowling.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Steve.
Stevie. He bowled a perfect 300 one day.
Yeah,
but remember how proud dad was?
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, it was a really big day that day. Wow. Well, good for them. You know, one morning I got up too early and I was flipping through the channels and I saw a cornhole championship.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch.
They're
really
drinking.
They're drinking and they drain it almost every single time. They're so good.
But they're drinking.
you're better at cornhole when you drink.
Now, are you drinking if you're a high school student? I don't think
you? No, but I'm just saying it's the weirdest sport I've ever seen where it's like blatantly they're drinking.
Well, that's like darts.
Yeah, I guess.
People that join darts, they do it to drink.
Yeah, but this is weird because it's on CNN and they're drinking.
All right, congratulations, Thunder Ridge High School. You are the cornhole champions
Woo!
Of America.
Nice. Wow, you made Carson proud.
So
to
proud.
Be an alum.
You didn't know that?
What?
You didn't know the detail? You didn't know that they'd won?
No.
Ooh, I think we have an interview with them, too. And so we'll get to that. Well, yeah, it looks like they were interviewed, so maybe we'll get a little audio, too.
Get out of here. Maybe they'll talk to us. If you're one of the cornhole members, maybe you call our show.
Hit us up.
Yeah, we could spend the next hour talking to you. I want to know if there's a special, you know, like a little, you know, flip of the wrist
or something like that
with the baguette.
I'm sure there's a lot of super secrets. Yeah, maybe they won't even tell us. It's so crazy.
Well, you know the bags, on the professional bags, you've got a slick side and then you've got a grippy side.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Whoa, a slick side and a grippy side.
Yep. So if you want to slide it on the board, if you just wanted to land and
stick.
Oh,
you ready? We have the audio. Here we go. You ready?
And, like, then we go out and...
Win.
And for Jackson Remick, Gavin Hammond, Jake Taylor, and Cooper Bingham.
We were the underdogs. We were definitely the underdogs.
They are recognized as the best.
First day, I had explained to every single one of my teachers what we did and how we won and what it felt like.
What a nightmare.
The Thunder Ridge High School sophomores and juniors just put on a dream performance, winning the National Cornhole Championship $8,200 for their school.
Well, that's a sexy bag.
And using their prize money, they plan to start a cornhole club at Thunder Ridge.
Have you ever hustled anybody in cornhole for money?
Oh, yeah.
You
The singing four are comically skilled at the game you've probably seen at a cookout.
How long is this report?
It's another 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, you know what's weird is that it says Max Taps on the cornhole board. It's a draft beer company.
Hmm. Oh, it says craft beer on the top of it, too.
Right, wow. Yeah, craft beer Max Taps company.
And I like the fact they're called the Flinging Four.
Yeah. And that's a sexy bag.
Yeah. Wow. I used to date a girl that had a slippery side and a grippy side.
Why don't you push that button?
I don't know where that came from. She had a slippy side and a grippy side.
That's a good one, Burr. Just hit that button right there.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Poor Schmidl.
Oh.
Well, you know, today at noon on Facebook Live, Schmidl is shaving his extensions off and getting ready for the journey. Out of the four of us, BJ Harris, Carson, myself, and Schmidl, only one person at the Radio Ranch has had COVID. Mm-hmm. And that is Schmidl.
Mm-hmm. That's weird too, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
A, he's the youngest on the show. He's also one of the most vaccinated on the show.
But he's also the biggest smoker on the show.
He's also the biggest pothead on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a lot of titles.
Yeah. You do.
Well, now he's also the smallest man with a wiener.
Well, no.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. What? Do not interrupt my story. This is a news report.
I saw that headline.
Yes.
Oh, no.
As if contracting COVID wasn't bad enough. Apparently, they're saying now that a lot of men, after they get COVID, lose 1.5 inches from their wiener.
Oh, ah!
No.
It's called COVID wiener, and it's real.
COVID that puts wiener. You as a nanny. God, I'm on a roll.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the short end of the stick.
Oh, no.
It's the viral virus is causing this.
Yeah.
I guess wieners are shrinking. Yeah.
I am dealing with long COVID, so.
Oh.
No short COVID.
Short COVID, yeah.
He's a heterosexual man in his 30s. And he said, in July of last year, I contracted COVID and was very sick. When I got out of the hospital, I had some erectile dysfunction issues. The once well-endowed man went on to explain that prior to the diagnosis, he boasted about his above-average size tool. Mm. But much to his chagrin, his wiener shrunk.
Oh.
So COVID brought him down to size?
Yes, it's lost its luster. They actually say that. It's lost its luster.
Luster. Oh, man.
Yeah, so they talked to doctors about it, and doctors said, yes, there are pecker problems due to this.
It's something to do with the circulation. It, like, reduces how much blood's in there.
I feel like you know a lot about this subject.
That's a good name for a wiener, Luster.
Luster the molester?
Me and old Luster.
Yeah.
Gonna go out tonight.
Yeah. I like the word pecker problems. All right. So I will post this on our Facebook page right now. This is a sad little story. And again, happening to Schmidl.
Yeah. You can't get a break, buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is really...
It's devastating news.
Post it. It's on Facebook if you want to see it. All right, anyway, so you know I'm not lying. Man, this Julia Fox, who's dating Kanye West, she's in love with him, it seems like.
Yeah, and she's saying all the right things that boost his ego, too.
Yes, she is. Yeah. I guess Julia Fox, she was a former dominatrix.
Okay.
I didn't know that. She's dating Kanye West. She calls him a genius. She says, I'm honored to be in the presence of him, and I watch history happen every moment. She said, he's amazing. He's like the most amazing man I've ever seen in my life. What's really exciting about this is, like, any idea can become a reality. Like, anything can be possible. Any dream is possible, and I love that about him. And he's just such a doer. He's like, let's do this. Let's do it now. Don't wait. I'm just living my effing life with him. It's just magical. Whoa.
Everything you just said.
Yeah.
I've never heard in my house.
She's never called you magical?
Genius, oh. Magical.
No.
None of those.
She doesn't call you a doer?
No.
She never says, let's just get it done?
No. She says, why haven't you got it done?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She'll say things like that, but never the other stuff. No. That Kanye needs to marry this woman. He's got her just right where he wants her.
Talk about your biggest cheerleader, right?
Yeah, I mean, calling him a genius?
Right?
That's exactly what he wants to hear.
Of course it is. Because you know that Kim was in the eye roll phase.
Oh, yeah.
And this girl's not. She's like, eyes wide open, you're amazing.
Yeah. And I feel like Kanye West is a very controlling person.
Yeah, I do indeed. He makes everybody dress like him.
Yeah.
Remember, I even watched one little documentary or something of the Kardashians, and he basically told Kim to take off the outfit she had on and wear something else.
Yeah, because he thinks he's all-knowing of fashion.
Exactly. So he is definitely controlling. And he's in a little bit of trouble. I guess Kanye West got enraged after allegedly punching a fan that asked for an autograph. Here's number one.
Away from me!
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Hey, man, I'm protecting us.
No, get away from me.
I'm protecting us.
Come back here. Your hand.
I am your family.
Ain't no hand.
I am your family. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Ain't no hand. No. You were supposed to talk to her.
Why did he just do that?
No, you were supposed to talk to her.
What is wrong with him?
So I guess he had a meltdown. I haven't seen it. But, Shmadil, have you seen it?
I haven't seen the video yet, no. I'm looking it up
right
now.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys did? Okay, what happened?
Yep. Oh, he's walking down the street. He's leaving some, it looks like a function or something. And it doesn't look like that many people around, actually.
No, it's like, they're like a back alley.
Here's the problem with the video when I watched the video is that this guy that he supposedly hit is about half his size. It looks so troubling that he would attack this guy like this just because the guy wants an autograph. He could have easily walked off. The guy's a little bitty guy. He's very small compared to Kanye West. And you probably nailed it. It's like he flipped out that he's not on his medication or something.
Yeah, so he's under investigation right now, and this guy might press charges against him.
The only thing, when I watch the video, I don't really see him hit the guy.
No.
I see him flange at him like this with his arm. Well, you can't see this, but...
Wait, let me see.
He's flanging.
I'm closing my eyes like if I'm in my car.
but it doesn't appear to me when you watch the video that he even made contact with the guy.
No, the video cuts off. Like, the guy's filming through a fence.
Yeah.
And right when he allegedly hits him is when the guy actually puts the fence more in the camera's angle.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
So it cuts it off. So you can't really see what happened.
So he doesn't really have that proof?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the guy, I am watching the video right now. The guy is teeny tiny.
It's like me standing next to Lamar Odom.
Yeah, it is. And then Lamar takes a punch at you. Like, what are you doing up there, man? Come on. Yeah, it's kind of sad. All right, NFL players, apparently they're going to take Viagra in the cold weather. I don't get this story. Have you heard this?
No. It's some commentator. I guess Josh Allen. He plays in Buffalo where the weather is really, really cold.
Okay.
He says he has circulation problems in his system because of the cold weather. And this commentary guy on ESPN or somewhere said, hey, look, dude, you should take Viagra. That's going to make your blood flow
better.
Get
that blood going.
Yeah.
He said it's really common in the NFL. I guess they take Viagra all the time when they're in super cold weather games.
I'm going to take a closer look. This gives me something to do when I watch football.
Analyze it.
All right, here it is.
Can people get this message to them? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right. A lot of NFL players, at least in my day, took Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels. A lot of endurance athletes, because Viagra was first a heart medicine, right? So it builds up circulation.
I don't know if I buy that.
Well, might be. You never know.
Sounds like
never
a
know.
To me.
The Bachelorette's Clint something, Arliss.
Yeah.
I guess he was on season 11 of the ABC franchise. He went pretty far in The Bachelorette. And he just passed away. He's only 34 years old. And he's been on season 11 of the ABC franchise featuring Caitlin in 2015. Was reported on Twitter by family friend Scott Baer, who had known him on the wrestling team, and said that he passed away.
Yeah, you know, it's unclear what he actually passed away from.
This has been a weird start to the year. Yeah, with people passing away, with the Bob Saget, Sidney Poitier, you got that, you know, that singer.
Betty White.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been like, wow. We're only 2 weeks into January. Yeah.
By the way, I saw the end of The Bachelorette or whatever, and, oh no, the Joe Millionaire. Have you been watching Joe Millionaire?
Is it on Thursdays?
I saw it. So I don't know because it's all over the place.
I've got it on my DVR, but for whatever reason, I didn't see it on last night.
Yeah, so I've been watching this Joe Millionaire or whatever, and the one girl that he went out on a date with, she said that she was part of a $7 million lawsuit for sex trafficking. So I Googled it, and I can't find any articles about it.
What?
Yeah, she said that she's like, it's really hard for me to date because I was part of a... like $6 or $7 million class action lawsuit, and I was part of sex trafficking. And I went and I Googled her name and everything, and I can't find anything.
I'll see if I can find something.
But it was as the show was on, so I don't know if it hadn't made it yet. I don't know. I was like, why can't I find anything about this? This is really weird. Anyway, the other thing is, speaking of Bob Saget passing away, I guess his very last interview, he did a very last interview on December the 6th about his sister, who has scleroderma. She passed away from scleroderma. By the way, I heard that he died on her birthday.
I didn't see that. He had two sisters that died.
Both of scleroderma?
No, I think something else with the other one. Oh. But both his sisters died.
Well, what I heard is that his sister would have been 75 years old, and the one that passed away of scleroderma, and he died on her exact same birthday.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So here's a little clip. It'll play this morning on CBS this morning. Bob Saget's last interview.
It was a defense mechanism, and it truly helped me survive. And it helped keep me mentally alive rather than letting it destroy me.
That was a short
clip. What was
he
talking about?
Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Let me hear it again. Maybe that helps.
It was a defense mechanism, and it truly helped me survive. And it helped keep me mentally alive rather than letting it destroy me.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. If you're a part of the Creek Ranch neighborhood in Louisville and you're a part of the HOA, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Not if you're part of the community.
No, I said if you're part of the HOA.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're a member of the HOA in that particular neighborhood, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That is such an awful story.
Yeah, it's terrible. And we'll get into the story next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.